Dave Foley on Today FM.
JP and I wrote last night separately. Did you have a date last night at Little Shop of Horrors?
I did have a date,
yeah. Little Shop of Horrors is the musical of the Poor Gosh Energy, and the opening night was last night. And I didn't know that JP was going. JP didn't know that I was going until yesterday, leaving work. It's like, you doing nothing this evening? I'm going to Little Shop. What? You're going? Oh my God, I'm going as well. So when I arrived, we have to go to the box office and pick up your tickets. And Gillian, who's lovely that works there, said, oh, JP's coming as well. I was like, yeah, no, I had no idea. Is he here yet? No, he's not here yet. I'll tell him you're here when he gets here.
Yeah, we arrived slightly late. On time, but just before showtime.
Okay, right. Yeah. We were about half an hour early.
Ooh.
So she said, I'll let him know you're here when he gets here. Did she tell you that?
She did indeed. And in fact, a couple of people on the ground floor as I walked in were like, Jimmy, Ray's here.
Oh, right, right, okay.
So we were like, oh yeah, no, you're clearly looking for Ray. I was like, no, I'm here with a date.
I'm here with somebody else.
But everyone was quick to say, oh, I saw Ray earlier. I think he might be on the next floor up or the next one up from
That's wild, because the amount of people that say to me, where's JP?
Is everything okay,
we
guys?
We can do things separately, you know. Or like Paddy Keelty and Cat Deely. Tongues will wag. No, we're able to do our own separate things, you know. I took my 11-year-old Andrew and we went to see Little Shop of Horrors, and after every song, he went, this is great. Because he hadn't seen the movie or anything. Whereas, let me give you a bit of Little Shop of Horrors. The gist of it, by the way, it's a giant flesh-eating plant. And the way they do it with a puppetry and whatnot on stage. It's amazing the way they do it. This is from the film. Stunning, absolutely ridiculous. Carry On, it was one. So, do you know that the music is written by the same guy that did the music for Aladdin, like for Disney, Alan Menken? He's done loads of Broadway stuff. He did Beauty and the Beast for Disney. He did The Little Mermaid for Disney. This is the music, like.
Talented lad.
And he did Aladdin, which, as you know, I love. So he did all the music for Little Shop of Horrors. My favourite song I've seen it before. I saw an amateur when I was 10. I must have been 10 or 11 myself. I saw an amateur production of Little Shop of Horrors. Anyone in Galway in the late 80s, early 90s, this is going back now, were you in the amateur production of Little Shop of Horrors in Galway? Because that blew my mind. Now, I was a child, but that blew my mind, because there's a giant flesh-eating plant on the stage and they're singing and dancing, an incredible show. So I've always loved it since then, so as a child. And in the show, there's a song called Mean Green Mother from Outer Space, which is my favourite song in the musical, Mean Green Mother from Outer Space. And as I was watching it with Andrew, my 10-year-old, I was like, wait till they do my favourite song, Mean Green Mother.
You better wait a minute. You better hold the phone. Better mind your manners. Better change your tone.
Right, so there's some swearing in it then, so I'm not going to play the whole lot of it. But as you skim on, and there's a whole big thing then, big sequence with Mean Green Mother from Outer Space. It's so good, right? It rocks. Isn't it? Are people texting? Are they saying, I know what happens, I know where this story's going? Because this song, my favourite song from Little Shop of Horrors, is not in Little Shop of Horrors.
Can I just say something? While you were playing that song, and I was there last night, and it was my first time, and there were loads of songs, I was like, oh, I've heard a little bit of that before. Oh, I kind of read. Oh, that's a good song.
That was a good one. The bit where they did that was amazing.
Yeah. And you're playing that going, oh, it's the best song of the show. I was like, did I fall asleep during that song? I did not hear that song.
It's not in it.
Oh.
And as I was leaving, and by the way, I thought, and Andrew, my child, is like, why didn't they do your Mean Green song? And as I was leaving, I heard at least three other punters, like randos, as you know, the crowd is all leaving, we're all getting taxis or whatever. And I'm overhearing other conversations. They're like, why didn't they do Mean Green Mother from Outer Space? Turns out it's not in the musical. This is the proper musical. It's not in it. What had happened was the audience reception. I'm not going to do the ending of it for you. You have to go and watch it. It's amazing. You have to go and see it. It's amazing. All Irish production. Everyone in it is Irish. It's mind-blowing. The girl, the woman who sings.
She's very good.
Her crying, her singing rather, nearly made me cry.
In one of the earlier emotional songs, I know. And I thought, wow, it's not easy to convey that much emotion in a song, in a musical, that early in the production. Yeah.
If you're thinking to yourself, geez, I bet Ray's crying now. Anyway, worth going to see. You should go and see it. And I'm not going to ruin the ending of it for you. But anyway, when they made a film adaptation of it, which, by the way, was directed by Fozzie Bear, the voice, the puppeteer, Frank Oz. Similar, he did the voice of Yoda as well in the Star Wars films. We're going full nerd here now, lads. When they did a film adaptation of it starring Rick Moranis and Steve Martin was the dentist in it, they changed the ending and they put in that song, Mean Green Mother from Outer Space. So that's only in the film. It's not in the Broadway show. It's not in the official stage show at all. So the version that I saw, I think, when I was a kid, was the unofficial version because it was an amateur production. And it wasn't the official version, which you're going to get in the board, gosh. Anyway, worth checking out, worth having a look at. And the child absolutely loved it. Of course he did, though. He loves flesh-eating monsters. He's like, Daddy, you're a flesh-eating monster. You're terrifying. You're a massive creepy freak. All right, kid, just leave it. Keep going the way you're going. I'm not going to be taking any more shows. It's the Little Shop of Horrors in the Borgosh Energy Theatre. Right, CC Peniston, Today FM. Don't you can't say so. This is Today FM. And the music you love. Good afternoon. It turns out basically everyone for their school play did Little Shop of Horrors. By the way, Little Shop of Horrors is in the Borgosh Energy we were at last night. JP and I, not together, separate dates. I went with my kid. JP went with someone else, and that's fine. Do you know what? That's fine. It's important. It's important for us to spend time apart. It means that when we come back together, it makes us all the stronger, right?
Appreciate it, don't you?
Yeah. A break is as good as a rest, as they say. And it's good for our relationship, so we can be here for you every afternoon between 2 and half 4. So, Little Shop of Horrors has pretty much been, everyone's school play. What a school play. Incredible songs, incredible performances. Last night was amazing. The board got Chris is there. Ray, I played the dentist in my community school's production of Little Shop of Horrors back in 2019. Best crack ever. I have to say, playing the dentist, though, is probably... Your man Johnny Ward from Fair City.
He was good.
He plays the dentist in the one last night. And if you're given that out of all of the roles in the show, like, it's not the biggest... you're not in the whole show. My God, like, it's a big one. It's a good gig. We had Mean Green Mother from Outer Space in our show from Chris. That's it. It's the alternate version. And if you've got that, it's a brilliant song, you see. And I was waiting for it to come on last night. It's not in it. Still a brilliant show, though. Etna says, shout out to the year of 1994 Presentation College in Athenry, who performed Little Shop of Horrors way back then. From Etna. And Connor says, Ray, my wife loved the Sister Act movies growing up. So we went to the musical in London last year. There wasn't one song from the movie in the musical from Connor. Oh, what?
Refund.
Could you imagine?
Could be second.
Because there's loads of songs in the Sister Act movie.
Connor, did you do your research before you went to the show?
Oh my God.
Did you look it up?
Clearly you didn't. Because you'd expect it.
No, you wouldn't.
Sister Act the musical, they better have I Will Follow Him or whatever in it, and it's not in it. There was another one recently that we went to, and they hadn't put it in, or was it Aladdin or one of them? And they'd taken out a couple of the ones that were on the main soundtrack of the film or whatever. And you're kind of like, hang on a minute. I didn't get this. Isn't what I was expecting. Let's have a look as well. Famous faces that were there last night. Because it was the opening night. JP was, I think you were probably just a bit jealous.
Yeah, that must have been it, yeah. So there was like three different queues. There was regular queue, there was queue if you're going to collect tickets or get the box office. And then there was a queue that you had to put yourself in to be on the red carpet to get your photograph taken. Now, I was near the red carpet.
This is like the Marty Whelan queue.
Yeah, exactly. I thought about it. Maybe my toe got close to the red carpet, and then I thought, no, nobody wants to see me, and I'm not famous. I'm not going to do it.
Whoa. You're the other guy on Irish Radio's afternoon show.
I'm beside the scenes.
Yeah. So what happened? You arrived up, you got your tickets, and red carpet. JP, you want to get your photograph taken on the red carpet?
And I'm standing beside, like, people we know, people we work with, peers and whatnot, and they are actively, like, shouldering people out of the way to get on the red carpet, desperate to get a snap.
And what are you doing? Rolling your eyes.
I was like, I am not taking part in
but
this.
But the thing is,
this is nonsense.
If you're at a thing, and it's like, they've got that whole backdrop thing, and it's a red carpet, and there's a professional photographer there, it's like, yeah, get this for the gram, get this for Instagram.
I know, but it's the ickness of it. Wanting to be seen by other people, down with that sort of thing.
You got the ick.
Oh, big
the,
time.
It would be the other queue, the people in the other queue looking at you. So there's so you're the arse that went on the red carpet, got your photograph taken. Meanwhile, there's literally right next to you, behind the photographer, there's the queue of just people going to see the shot by hers and the poor gosh.
Here's where I draw the line, right? So the process is you get in the queue for the red carpet, you go up, there's a lovely photographer there, he takes your photograph.
Brian, lovely fella.
And then he'll take down your name, because if it's published then your name is associated with your photograph in the caption. I draw the line where if Brian does not know
your
who
name.
You are, if you are not famous enough for him to say, how are you doing, Marty Whelan, then don't get in the line. If he's got to ask you, and what's your name?
What's your name
and
again?
Where do you work?
And what do you do? You're Ray Foley's boyfriend, right?
What a come down.
Famous people that were there last night. Arthur Grunion was there last night. No sign of Brian, he's not Brian Orman. Brian Dowling. Brian Dowling, his husband. I said, where's himself? He said he doesn't like musicals. He likes the theatre, but he doesn't like musicals. But Arthur was there. Who else was there? Brendan Corney was there. Alan Hughes was there. Other people that I'm trying to think of. Tesco Mobile.
I was on the ground floor, and the lift came down from one of the upper floors, and the doors parted, and I was walking towards the lift, but I was still 20 yards away. The doors parted, and Simon Delaney walked out from between the lift doors. He was in the lift on his own, and there was a moment where everyone sort of went, Simon Delaney's here.
A murmur went out among the crowd.
There was a ripple.
I'm guessing that you saw all of them queuing on the red carpet, rolling your eyes, and JP slagging them off, thinking I can't stand those people. Here, let me WhatsApp you. A bunch of people WhatsApped me this morning. Screen grabs. I'm just going to forward it on to you. That's from their website, rsvplive.ie. Check that on your... Do you want to read the headline?
Ray Foley pictured with son Andrew in rare snap on star-studded red carpet. You are literally in the thumbnail.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
You've made it now.
I'm standing weird. There's a photograph of me and my child, Andrew.
Kid's looking good.
Isn't he looking good?
He is, yeah. Good haircut.
He looks like a competition winner, though, doesn't he? And also, we're not standing anywhere near each other.
There's a gap.
We're standing safely apart. It's like, nice to meet you, kid. Now, where are your parents? It turns out I'm his parent. I'm his parent. What is it? Star-studded red carpet with son Andrew in rare snap. That's because I refuse to be photographed with my children.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Like, they're always asking me for selfies. I'm like, no, go and ask your mother.
Ray Foley on Today FM.